On a crisp Sunday morning, Clint Hines sat comfortably in his wheelchair, slightly reclined, on the sidewalk near his Saanich home. He wasn't alone. Surrounding him was a small crowd of friends, family, loved ones, and co-workers. They had gathered on November 2 to watch a 25-truck convoy of garbage trucks drive by to thank him for his 20 years of service, a career that ended last year after he was diagnosed with cancer. After a short but emotional parade filled with honking and cheers, colleagues, friends and supervisors stepped out of their trucks to shake Hines' hand and offer their farewells. Born and raised in the small mining city of Flin Flon, Man, Hines initially planned a career in mechanics after earning his license as a heavy-duty technician. But after graduating, with few job openings available, he pivoted and became a garbage collector in 1993. For a decade, Hines drove the streets of the Manitoban municipality collecting waste. But his path changed again when he met his wife. Hailing from Victoria, she first moved to the prairies and spent a little more than a year there. While Hines won her heart, Flin Flon's frigid winters, with temperatures dropping below minus 40 C, did not. To shake things up, she suggested moving back to Vancouver Island, where the weather was far milder. Working outdoors year-round, Hines welcomed the opportunity to trade in Manitoba's cold for one of Canada's sunniest regions. Within a few months, the couple settled in Saanich, and Hines applied for a position with Langford-based Alpine Waste, which was later acquired by GFL Environmental Inc. in 2019. "I applied for the job and I got hired right in the office that day," he said. "Since then, I never looked back." Quickly, Hines' colleagues and his bosses would recognize the new hire as an asset for the team and the company, both for his background as a mechanic and his character. "If there was something they needed repaired, I could pull it up in front of the shop, and they would say, 'Hey, could you fix this?'" he said. "The head mechanic would tell me, 'I love you because you saved me so much work.'" Having worked for 2 decades in the capital region, Hines clearly loved his job, which he said gave him a strong sense of freedom. "When you get going, you're on your own," he said. "You're out there, no one's really in your face, and you're doing a job." Not only drawn to the independent nature of his work, Hines most importantly valued the spirit of camaraderie and community that the workplace provided. "We could phone each other up if we were having a bad day and we'd go help each other up," he said. "You don't see that in a lot of jobs anymore." However, in April 2024, his 20-year streak with GFL came to an end following a cancer diagnosis, after a tumor was discovered in Hines' brain. After beginning chemotherapy and radiation therapy, a severe seizure worsened his condition and doctors decided to stop his treatment, which would have further weakened him. As the team at GFL learned the news, they mourned the loss of this pillar within the company. "He's a very reliable, standout member within our group, and he's got a lot of respect from all of his colleagues that have worked alongside him over the years," said GFL General Manager Stephen Harry. "So he went down suddenly, this hit us hard." To honor his decades of service, GFL decided to organize a surprise proportional to Hines' contribution. "We just wanted to support him and his beautiful family," he said. "We just felt that it was the time to do something to make him feel good and bring a smile to his face while he's still able to see it for himself. He's a great character and was always a good laugh. He always brought joy to the room in the morning before everybody started their day." Family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones all joined the convoy to honor Clint Hines' 20 years of service. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones all joined the convoy to honor Clint Hines' 20 years of service. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones all joined the convoy to honor Clint Hines' 20 years of service. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News.